Okay. Are you ready? Everyone calls everyone by the last names, you know? You know? I always thought that was like, it's better to call a guy by his first name, no?
My first name is very long.
Ari? I know, just everyone does that. I don't know, maybe I'm the one who's wrong, you know? I don't know. I always thought it was like, yeah. Okay. Rough, too rough. All right, let's begin. Okay, let's see the Taisis here. The first thing we have to see is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shlosha Gittin Psulim, and what are the Shlosha Gittin Psulim that we should just keep in our mind? Because I always forget about the middle one, and that's very key. What was the three Gittin Psulim? First one is what? Kasav Ichsav Yadol Vein Alav Eidim, right? What's the second one? Yesh Alav Eidim. No, Yesh Alav Eidim Vein Bozman. And what's the third one? Third one is what? Yesh Bozman Vein Bo Ela what? Eidecha. And then Rabbi Lazar comments that what? That if you give the get in front of Edim, what's the halacha? If you give the gut in front of Edim, there's no Edim on the get. It's kosher. V'govim and chosvim shubarim. She'ein Edim chosvim on the get. Alim ne what? Tikkun olam. So it's really not a necessity. Okay. What I want you to keep in mind. Okay. Let's begin with this as follows. Which one of the three cases is Rabbi Lazar arguing on? Okay? Let's get that kasha down and keep that in our minds. Which one of the three cases is Rabbi Lazar arguing on? Because you look at the Mishnah and you look at the Gemara, it's not clear at all which one of the three cases Rabbi Lazar is arguing on. Okay? All right. Before we see the Tyson side, what does Rashi say? Dibur Amaskil Vahal. Let's see someone read Vahal. Nechosin. Go ahead, Ari. Vahal Shlosh, you're getting soon. Okay. We'll honor you with the reading. Go ahead. Vahal, go ahead. Read the Dibur Amaskil Vahal Shlosh.
Shlosh, you're getting soon. The Kachosh of the Parak Basar Vahad, Minayu, Ein Alavayda.
Oh, so what does Rashi say? It lists off in the last parak on Dapevav. One of them is a case of what? Ein Alav Edim. Yes? One of them is the case of Ein Alav Edim. Which one of the cases is Ein Alav Edim? Which one? Jesse? Ksav Yodo. David, you got this? Kosav Ichsav Yodo. Let's get it down. Kosav Ichsav Yodo. The Ein Alav Edim is the case there's no Edim. Rashi writes Befeirush. Let's get it. Rashi Shita is. That Rabbi Lazar is arguing on the first of the three Gittin Psulim. Okay? In other words, Kasav Ichsav Yodo Vein Alav Edim, the Tanakhama says, is possible in the Rabbanan. What does Rabbi Lazar say? It's Kasher Midaraisa and Midarabbanan. Rashi writes black on white that it is the case of what? Where there is no Edim. Very well. Okay. Tosfos, Ari, you got to read it real loud, okay? Go ahead. Let's look at Taisus, Rabbi Lazar Omer. So, let's get it. What we just said before is that what, according to Shitas Rashi, Rashi says that Rabbi Lazar argues on the first case. Okay? Only on the first case from Rashi. Okay? Go ahead. Read the Dibur Maskil. Go ahead. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Afilo Ein Alav Edim. Im Tomer, Dilma
Davka Ksav Yado, O Be'ed Echad.
What does Tosfos ask? Our Gemara was quoted this Mishnah to prove that what? To prove that what? What do you say? The Rabbi Lazar what? Requires what? Ksiva Lishma, right? And maybe the Gemara says, maybe requires Chasim Lishma Mid Rabban, and the Gemara quotes this Mishnah to say no. So what does Tosfos ask? Maybe what? Maybe Davka Bichsav Yado, which is the first case, and the Eid Echad, the third case, where the Tanakhama says talking, does Rabbi Lazar Machshir. Meaning, what's his Kasha? Someone tell me, what's his Kasha? What does Tosfos say
Befeirush? The first and third case only argue the second case.
Then maybe Rabbi Lazar only argues on what? The first case, right? and the third case. Yes? And therefore Rebbe Elazar says that case, Lemaisa, that Rebbe Elazar is Machshir. Meaning to say that what? What is Tosis driving at with his kasha? Someone tell me, what is Tosis driving at with his kasha? Go ahead, John, what do you say? That what? Meaning that what? That what are you saying? That meaning that what? How can the Gemara Medayek that what? That Rebbe Elazar holds what? That Rebbe Elazar holds Eidim Misira Karsi and Yolim Lishma Neksiva. Maybe he holds what? Eidim Chasima Karsi. Yes. Please get them. Maybe he holds Eidim Chasima Karsi. And what? And Kasev Chsiav Yado is good. Yasi why? Because of Ein Lecha Chesima Gedolim Izu, right? And the third case is good. Why? You tell me. Mimonafshach. If Ksav Yado Ve'eid is good, right? So therefore what? For sure it's good because Ein Lecha Chesima Gedolim Izu. What's Ksav Yado Ve'eid? The third case. The third case was what? Yesh Bozman Ve'en Bo Eleirecha, right? So the safe is Mimonafshach. If it's Ksav Yado Ve'eid, then for sure it's good. Ein chasim gadol l'midzu. And even if it's ksav sofer, right, the aid, nevertheless there's an aid echad in the ksav sofer, so you should assume it's like two aidim. In other words, what is Tosis asking? What is Tosis asking? Mark, what is Tosis asking? How does the Gemara proving from here that Rebbe Elazar holds what? Aid of what? How is the Gemara proving from here that Rebbe Elazar holds aid of what? Aidim is Sirakars, which means Lishma is only on the Ksiva, and Lishma is not on the Chesima. Why? Maybe Rebbe Elazar argues on the what? The third and the first case, which tells me what? The first case is what? What's the first case? Ksav Yado. That's a Chesima, right? The third case is what? What's the third case? Yesh Bosman Veinbo El Erech Eirech. And what did the Gemara say? And that Pevav, either that's Ksav, so Ksav Yad Ve'eid. So then you have Ein Lecha Chesima Gedolim Izu, you have the Baal writing it. Or you have Ksav Sofer Ve'eid, but at least maybe you can view it as two Eidim. So what Tosis is bothered by, this is what I want you to get. What Tosis is bothered by, maybe Rebbe Elazar holds Eidim Chesima Karsi. Adam, you follow me? Maybe Rebbe Elazar holds Eidim Chesima Karsi, because Rebbe Elazar maybe only argues on the first and the third case. If he only argues on the first and the third case, there's no slam dunk riot that he holds Eidim Misira Karsi that Lishma's on the Ksiva. Seth, you follow me? That's what Tosis is asking. That's Tosis Kasha. That's what he's challenging. Go ahead. Ari, V'yesh Lomar. See, every line of Tosis, you got to stop and think. We started off sure by saying what? That Rashi clearly writes, Rebbe Elazar only argue on what? The first case. The first case and the first case alone. What do you see from Tosis in his kasha? That what? That Rebbe Elazar argues on the first and the third case. And that the premise of his kasha is that how did the Gemara know that Rebbe Elazar holds what? Eidech Misira Karsit Lishma's and Nexiva. Maybe Lishma's only run the Chasimis. Yes? And you can it's not finagling. You can figure it out. The first case is Ein Lecha Chesima Gedol Mizu, Ksav Sofer, Ksav Yad, that's a Chesima. And the last case, which was what? Yesh Bozman Veinu El Erecha, but the Gemara said maybe that Ein Erecha is with the Ksav Yad. Ksav Yad again is a Chesima. Or it's Ksav Sofer Vein and the Ein Erecha and the Ksav Sofer, like we said, the whole Shtukot Terev Rebbe Kiva, but through Rebbe Kiva Eger is two Eidim. So maybe all Zedek Chesima Karsa. Go ahead, Ari. Yesh Lomar.
Yesh Lomar, the Lashon, Afilu, Ein Olav Eidim, Mashman, the Ein Olav Eidim Klal.
Beautiful. What's the answer? What's the answer? What is that mash? What does Rebbe Elazar say when he says Afa Pishin Lavedim? He says it's mashma loshen afilu. Does it say afilu in our Mishnah? It doesn't say afal. It doesn't say afilu. It says afalpi. Right? What'd you say? Very good, Yossi. Very good. Right? Did you guys notice that? In the Dibra Maskel, it says Afilu. In the Mishnah, it says Afalpi. Okay? But what does Tosis say on the word Afilu? What does it say in the Mishnah? Did anyone take a look at the Mishnah? It says Afalpi. Okay. Some have a Gersa of Afilu. Our Tosis has the Gersa of Afilu. What's the answer? even if there's no Edom at all, none whatsoever. No Ksav Yad. Lamaisa. He didn't write it. He didn't write it. A sofer wrote it, Yetan. You see, the Rabbi Lazar holds what? Edom is Sira Karsi. You don't need anything about the Chasimis. Nothing at all. That's how the Gemara knew that Rabbi Lazar held that Edom is Sira Karsi, Lishma Naksiv, and nothing on the Chasima. Seth, you follow me? Because he says, Afil ain't alav Edom. There's nothing at all, no signatures at all. That expression shows that Rabbi Lazar holds Edom is Sira Karsi, means Lishma is only on the Chasima. There's no concept of the Chasima at all. None whatsoever. Has everyone got that? But what emerges from Tysus? What emerges from Tysus? What do you see from Tysus? That Rabbi Lazar only argues on the what? That sticks. That Rabbi Lazar argues on the first and the what? And the third case. Get that down. There's a machlekes, another machlekes, Rashi Tysus. Which case is Rabbi Lazar arguing on? According to Rashi, he's arguing on the first case. According to Tysus, he's arguing on the first and the third case. Go ahead, Ari. Vod. Yeah, it only to what is tikkun olam for the betterment of the world. Is there a real requirement of Edom Chasima? Not at all. Edom Chasima are fine on their own. Go ahead. Edom Chasima means only the Ksiva. Go ahead. Venir Lari. And I want you to know, says Tosus, even the Chachilu Rabbi Lazar allows Edom Chasima. You don't have to rely on Chasimas at all. Go ahead. Do not write on what? Erasable paper. Because people can quickly forge. Go ahead. And the Chachamim allow it. How could the Chachamim allow it? To write on something the signatures can get forged? What's the answer? Go ahead. We don't care about the signatures. This is Rabbi Lazar. L'charchila Edom Misira Karsi. We don't care about the signatures. Go ahead. No, mashma. You skipped the line. Mashma machshirin. You could do it l'charchila. Go ahead. But there's a Mishnah that says the Rabbi Gamliel made a takana, you need any chasima. Go ahead. Doesn't mean that you need to. There's no requirement to. Go ahead. You should teach them to. It's a good idea. It's a recommendation. Go ahead. So you won't need the Edom Chasima when you have to prove that the get was a good get. The Edom Chasima might have died. They might have gone to be in the Siyam. So it's good to have Edom Chasima. Go ahead. Excellent. But if you want to rely on Edom Chasima l'chachila, you absolutely can. There is no problem. So let's get this down. Tysus clearly holds that the pshat is that Rabbi Lazar holds Edom Chasima Karsi only on the Ksiva. There is no Lishma, none whatsoever on the Chasima Bichlau. There is no Lishma on the Chasimas. None whatsoever. And we're medayek that from a Fafilu Ein Alav Edom Klau. Now, I just want to mention to you, Lamaisa, that the Marsha, I wanted you to see the Marsha. The Marsha writes that when Rabbi Lazar says Machshirin, what does it mean? Don't say that it means Machshirin what? The Vlad. When Machshirin means Machshirin, it means what? L'chachila. Because what did the Tanakhama say? The Tanakhama said what? Ein Kosvin. So then Rabbi Lazar, L'chachim come and say what? Machshirin. They're speaking to what the Tanakhama said. If the Tanakhama said Ein Kosvin, and you see the word Machshirin, what does Machshirin mean? L'chachila, you can write it. Okay? And that's exactly what the Tysus turned quickly to Lamed Vov. Tysus there on Lamed Vov, Amar Aleph, points out, you see the Mishnah Lamed Daled Amud Beis says Edom Chosmin Alaget. You see that Mishnah Lamed Daled Amud Beis? It mentions all the takanas that we have. It mentions all the takanas that Rav Gamliel has. It says Hiskin Rav Gamliel Alzaket She Noderes Li Yisom Mikosu Mashirtz of Govek Subasa Ha Edom Chosmin Alaget Ne Tikun Olam. You notice there's no Vav there in the Mishnah Lamed Daled Amud Beis. What does Tosis say there on Lamed Vav Amud Alafari? Go ahead. The Edom Chosmim what? Chosmim alaget chule. Go ahead. Rabbeinu Tam erases from his sefer vav. Why? Me'va'edim. He erases the vav from va'edim. So this, go ahead. V'shema. Because that would imply if you had the vav, that what? That Rabbi Gamliel made this takana of tikkun olam. Go ahead. Right, the Gemara says in Lamed Vav Amud Aleph that who made the Takana Gedola? Rabbi Gamliel says there was a Takana Gedola. Mashma that what? That there was a Takana Gedola from years before. You understand what I'm saying? If the Vav would imply Rabbi Gamliel himself made the Takana. So he erases the Vav to imply that the Takana was many, many years before. And what Rabbi Gamliel said is, I recommend highly to implement this takana to have Adim signing on the get. But he taught them, it's not Li'kuva. It's not Li'kuva. The Rambam argues. Why didn't you see the Rambam? The Rambam clearly writes in Pirik Aleph Halacha Tevav, the Rambam writes, he's Chaylik Antaisis, that there's a takana Chachamim that the Adim should sign on the get. And it's not just a recommendation. So what emerges from this Taisis also is that the takana was a recommendation. But l'chachilo, you can rely on Adim Asira straight up. You don't need Adim signing on the get. And on that mark, the Rambam argues and says, no, there's a takana, fulfill the takana, see to it that their Adim always signed on the get. You follow me, Rami? It's a machlekes Rambam in the Taisvus, whether this takana was, should you do it, or is it just a recommendation? Okay. Now, I wanted you to see the rush. The Rosh, in the ninth parak, what simon was it? Simon Zion. In the end of the piece, points out as follows. So we've set up as now that Rashi holds that Rabbi Elazar argues on case number one. Tosfos holds that Rabbi Elazar argues on case one and three. Obviously, Rashi and Tosfos both agree that Rabbi Elazar does not argue on case number what? Number two, by process of elimination, right? By process of elimination, he doesn't argue. That means, what's case number two? Kasev alav Adim, the Ein Bozman. So, I want you to get down that both Rashi and Tosfos will hold that Rabbi Elazar will allow a get that is kosher. Poshub Shah. Both Rashi and Tosfos, Bepashtis, will allow a get that has Adim Mesira, right? And if it has no Zman, what will be the din from Rashi and Tosfos Poshub Shat that they would allow the case of number two? Rabbi Elazar allows number two, right? That if you have Kusav, you have Adim and no Zman, seemingly Rabbi Elazar allows that. Rabbi Elazar probably would also allow Adim Mesira without a Zman. No? Would you make that leap? Wouldn't you make that leap? Seth, wouldn't you make that leap? Rabbi Elazar likes better. Eidim Mesira, Eidim Chasima. Rabbi Elazar. Eidim Mesira. So if he allows, if he makshers Eidim on the get with Nozman, number two case, how much more so don't you think he's going to allow what? Eidim Mesira with Nozman. Don't you think? Wouldn't you say like that? I would say like that, no. And that's Poshup Shav, Rashi and Tosfos would say. Everyone follow what we're saying? Aaron, you follow what I'm saying? In other words, according to Rashi, it doesn't belong to argue on case number two. He holds case number two is what? What does he hold, Lemaisa? Again, he argues on one and three. He argues on one and three. Rabbi Elazar argues on one and three, which he says it's kosher. And on case number two, he doesn't argue. Now, what is case number two? Where you have what? Where you have Adam written on it and no date. So what I'm saying is that Rabbi Elazar, according to Rashi and Tosfos, seemingly would what? Would agree that that case is possible. Is that correct? Does everyone agree to that? No? He would agree that that case is possible. Okay. Now what I want to ask you about is the following. What happens if you have a case of a get with Adim Mesira with no date on it? that wasn't any of the three cases, correct? Because the second case was there were Edim signed on. What's the din if you have a get with Edim Asira with no date? What do you say? So I wanted you to see the Rush. What does the Rush say? The Rush writes explicitly, Beferish, that he claims that it's what? That it's going to be what? It's going to be puzzle. Why is it going to be puzzle? Because he says, even though Edim Asira help, but since Rabbi Lazar relies on the Edei Chasima because of Tikkun Olam, if you have a get with Edei Chasima without a date, we're afraid Shemi Yechapa or Peiris, therefore it is puzzle even if there are Edei Mesira. It is puzzle even if there are Edei Mesira. This is what the Rush postulates. That a get with Edei Mesira with no Zman is puzzle because I'm afraid that you're going to rely on what? On the Edei Chasima, and there's no date, and problems are going to come about. Okay? No, even if there would be Edei Chasima, Lord. Even if there would be Edei Mesira, it would be possible. Okay. Even if there would be Edei Mesira, it would be possible. That's the Chiddush that the Rosh wants to say. Okay? Oh. So if this is the case, Lamaisa, Lefizeh, by Kasav Ichsav Yodo, what was Tosas Svara? What was Tosas Svara Kasav Ichsav Yodo that it's possible? They no love Edim. Why is it possible according to Tosas? Why is it possible according to Tosas? Because he will finagle a what? He'll finagle his man. So it would come out, Lemaisa, he'll finagle his man. Lefize, Kasav Ichsav Yodo, according to Tosas, possible because he'll finagle his man. So also according to Rabbi Lazar, it will what? It will be possible. Also according to Rabbi Lazar, it will be possible. Because there is a concept of what? There is a concept of what? Of him finagling this man. Also according to Tosu will be possible. I'm asking you. The Rush says black and white. That a get with Edei Mesira without a date. What's the din according to Rabbi Lazar? What does the Rush say? Possible. Even with Edei Mesira. Even with Edei Chasima. I'm afraid there's going to be problems. Because we're going to rely on Edei Chasima with the date and Peiris and Shem Yechapa. So what comes out, Lefizeh? If I ask you, Philip, what will Tosfos Shita be by Rabbi Lazar? What will Tosfos say in this case of Edei Mesira without his mind? What will be the din? Puzzle. Why would it be puzzle? Because what was Tosfos Svara why it's puzzle the first case? Because he's going to write a fake Zman, right? So for sure, if there's no Zman, it should be a problem. So we've just figured out that according to Tosfos as well, a get with Edei Mesira with no Zman, according to Rabbi Lazar, also will be what? Will be puzzle. Because if the whole reason why it's puzzle is because he'll finagle his man, so too here he's going to finagle his man. Because there's no Zman at all. Whereas according to Rashi, what will be the din? According to Rashi, what will you say? Why does Rashi say there is a psul? Because why? Why did Rashi say Ksav Sof, Ksav Yadav Ein Olav Edim was puzzle? Because it might lead to what? Ksav Sofer without any Edim. Right? I don't care about that because you have Edim Asir anyway. If you have Edim Asir anyway, it's fine. We're talking about a case of Edim Asir without Zman. So I want you to get this. It's very critical. What we have just discovered is that in the case of Edim Asir without Zman, according to the Rosh, the din is that it's possible. And the Svara was because you're going to rely on the fact that Edim Chasima with the faulty Zman, there's going to be a problem of Shem Yechapa or Peiris. According to Tosfos, also it should be possible. Because Tosfos also is worrying about a fake Zman. So for sure, where there's no Zman, but Lefi Rashi, if the concern is it's going to lead you to Ksav Sofer the Aid, Ksav Sofer with no Edim, here there's Edim Asira, so it shouldn't be a problem. So what surfaces is that in the case of Edim Asira, without a date, the Russian Tosfos will say it's possible. One would have said in theory, the Russian Tosfos would have said it's possible, and Lefi Rashi would be what? It would be what? Kosher. Does everyone got that? That's what would come out. What's the problem with what I just said, Yitzi? What's the problem with what I just said? Do you tell me, Yitzi? What did Tosfos say? That Rabbi Lazar what argues on what?
First and third.
He argues on the first and third. Rabbi Lazar argues on the first and third. right? Rabbi Lozer argues on the first and third. And he argues on kasev ichzav yado. He holds it's kosher. He doesn't say it's possible. So what must be, I want you to get this, is that Tosis must hold. He must argue on the rush. And he must hold that a get with Eidim Asira, without his man, is kosher lefi Rabbi Lozer. So it comes out that Tosis will side with Rashi against the rush. Okay? Does everyone get what we just said? In other words, it should come out in theory that Tosis should have passed it. But the bottom line is, we said that Tosis argues on 1 and 3. So if he argues on 1 and 3, that means he says 1 is kosher. He's not concerned with that problem. So therefore, if you have Eidim Asira without his man, Tosis is going to hold his kosher. So please get it. Lefi the rush, Eidim Asira without his man, puzzle. Lefi Rashi the Tosis, yeah, kosher. And the Beis Yosef quotes the Rashbam and the Agos Mamonios, who write Beferish that Rabbi Elazar's machshir a get with no zman. And the Hesber is as follows. Because the bottom line is Eidim Asira, it's kosher. The Rabbanan were mitzaken that it's posel, without a what? Without a zman. But minat Torah, it's kosher. And he says, you know what? I'm not worried, says the Rashbam. Why am I not worried? Because you can always call the Eidim Asira and they'll tell you when the get was actually given. And that is the svara, the Beis Yosef. Once you get that in Simon Reish, Kuf Chav Zayin quotes the Rashbam. And he writes the Feirish the Rashbam, that Eidim Asira with Rabbi Elazar without his man is fine. Because you can always rely on the Eidim Asira to come forward and tell us when exactly the get was actually given. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that you have the sheet of who? You have the sheet of Rashi and Tosfos and the Rashbam that all say it's kosher against the sheet of the Rush. The truth is there any Rishonim that agree with the Rush? Yes. The Rambam and the Ramban argue, and they claim that Rabbi Elazar would be moda, that a get that has no zman is puzzle like the sheet of the Rush. So what emerges is a major machlekes in Rishonim, what will be the din in this case if you have a get that has no date, lefi Rabbi Elazar. Okay? Lefi Rabbi Elazar. Oh, there is a chazonish that is very difficult, I think. Lainius Daitenu, chazonish in Simen Kuf Gimel Sifkat and Chafei writes, Lefi Taisvis, Rabbi Elazar's motor, by all the three cases that the Tanakhama mentions that the get is puzzle. All he does is argue on a case where there is no Eidi Chasim at all. Then it comes out that Taisvis would agree also that a get that has no zman, Rabbi Elazar would agree that it's what? Would agree that it's puzzle. And therefore what? That's the Chazanish's reading of Taisvis. I don't understand how he can say that. I mean, Tzmamish, no, the Chazanish writes that Taisvis holds by all three cases, Rabbi Elazar will agree that they're puzzle. All Rabbi Elazar does is add a fourth case where there are no Eidamon at all, and then that it's kosher. And therefore, if you have a get with no zman, Rabbi Elazar would agree that it's possible. I don't know how he reads that into the Tosis, unless you say that Tosis, when he gives his answer, changes his mind. Maybe when Tosis gives his answer, starts off saying maybe Rabbi Elazar argues in the first and third. Then maybe you have to say Tosis changes his mind, the Chazanish reads. When he gives the answer and says, no, Rabbi Elazar argues on nothing of the Tanakhama. He just adds a case. Maybe that's how the Chazanish reads the Tosis, okay? But that is the pshat. Now, once you get down, the Chazanish has this stunning chiddush. That would be the Chiddush Lamais in such a case. Okay. Yeah, Yossi, go ahead.
Just according to Rashi, who says that Rabbi Elazar disagrees on the first and third case.
According to Rashi, it's only the first case.
Right. Sorry, according to Tosfos, it says the first and third case.
Right.
So.
Not like the Chazanish's pshat, right?
So if you hold the third case, is really Ksav Yado and not Ksav Sofer.
Right.
So then, like, what's... Obviously, if Rabbi Elazar disagrees on the first case, he's definitely going to disagree on the third case. Because it's,
well, that's what that was the toys we did yesterday. Okay. Those are the toys we did yesterday. Tell me there's a din not lo lechachivu. That was the toys, the small toys yesh bozman. To tell me a chiddush lo tinasi lechachivu.
Well,
that was what we said. Toys was bothered by. It would be a kosher case. So he wanted to tell me a chiddush that you shouldn't think you could give me a lechachivu. Okay. All right. Everyone got this? This is the chiddush that we have in this case, because the case doesn't appear in the Mishnah of Eidim Asira without a zman. But that's the bottom line. This is what emerges is going to be the machlokes. Okay. Very good. Now, Lamaisa, there is a Rebbe Akiva Eiger that I want to just do very quickly. Let's try to get it, okay? Let's try to get it because I want to move on to the next Tysus. But this is the machlokes that we have between between the Rosh and we're saying other the Rosh and the Ramban and the Rambam on one hand against Rashi and Tysus on the other. Okay. Rebbe Akiva Eiger asks the following, okay? Rebbe Akiva Eiger asks the following kasha, okay? I just wanted to bring out the chiddush that he says. Very similar to what Tysus kasha is, but he says, how do you prove that Reb Meir doesn't hold of chasim lishma? How do you prove that Reb Meir doesn't hold of chasim lishma? Right? Maybe he holds of chasim lishma. Reb Elazar. I said, Reb Meir, I'm sorry. How do you know Reb Elazar? The Gemara said Reb Elazar holds chasim lishma. Right? Rabbi Kibbeh Eger says, how do you know he holds chasim lishma? Maybe he holds your old chasim lishma. Much like Tysus Kash. And he says, but it makes a lot of sense. Ksav Yado is Ein Lecha Chasim Gedol Mizu. And as we said, Lamaisa, right? As we said also, the third case is also. Combine what? The Sofer with the Eid. Or combine the Ksav Yado with the Eid. How do you know? Rabbi Kibbeh Eger's Kash is very much like Tysus Kash. Oh. But I want you to get his theory. His theory that he suggests is as follows. Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes the following chiddush. He claims that Rabbi Elazar will agree that if a get has 80 chasim on it, if a get has 80 chasim on it and no zman, then it is possible. You got what I'm saying? If a get has 80 chasim on it and no zman, it's possible. He agrees that that's possible. Because we're afraid you're going to rely on the Eidei Chasima and there'll be a Chashash Hashem Yechapa or Peiris. However, what Rebbe Elazar argues on is if a get has no Zman, but there is no Eidei Chasima. In that case, Rebbe Elazar will say it's kosher. Because if there's no Eidei Chasima, we're not afraid that you're going to rely on the Eidei Chasima because there's no Eidei Chasima there. And we're confident that the Messiah will come forward and tell us when this man of the get is. Okay? That is Rebbe Akiva Eiger's chiddush. Rebbe Akiva Eiger is mechadesh, beautiful. Please get it. That Rebbe Elazar will be machsher in the Messiah with no zman, Seth, if there's no Eide Chasima on it. If there are Eide Chasima on it, he will pass it. Because if there are Eide Chasima on it, we're afraid you're going to rely on Eide Chasima. And Shemi Echapa and Peiris will come about. This is what Rebbe Akiva Eiger writes. And Rebbe Akiva Eiger quotes a Rashbam, that Rebbe Elazar machshir a get shein bo zman. Guess what Rebbe Elazar says? When there's no Eidei Chasima. But if there's Eidei Chasima and ein bo zman, Rebbe Elazar agrees that it's possible. That's exactly what Rebbe Akiva Eiger partially quotes a Rashbam like that. He's medayik from the Rambam, Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Chaf Hei. Please get it. So what Rebbe Akiva Eiger says, he claims the Rashbam says, and also he's medayik it from the Rambam. That's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. Okay? That's what he wants to claim. The problem is that didn't we just quote a Rashbam? Didn't we quote a Rashbam that said what? He machshered what? And this is Rav Shmuel Rozovsky writes, Lefi Rebbe Elazar is machshered where there, even when there's Eidei Chasima. And also the Gos Mamonios. So it's not so posh, Lamais. It's not so posh. Again, Nachum. Rebbe Akiva Eiger is mechadish. He's mechadish the following. Whenever there are Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira and no zman, it's possible. If there's just Eidei Mesira without Eidei Chasima, then it's going to be kosher. Because if Eidei Chasima were afraid, you're going to rely on them. If there's just Eidei Mesira, I'm not afraid of it. Whose shita is that fit in beautifully with what we said before? Whose shita? Seth? That an Eidei Mesira with just the zman? With no Eidei Chasima, that was Rashi, would be good. And Tosfos, we said, would be good. Both Rashi and Tosfos, they could. The Rosh said, Lamaisa, that was bad. So Rebbe Akiva Eiger is saying that I can say the following. This is what I want you to get as Chiddush. The only time that it'll be possible is if there's Eidei Chasima on it as well. If there's no Eidei Chasima on it, then Rebbe Elazar will machshir it. And he claims the Rashbam says like this, and he's medak that the Rama holds like this. The only problem is...
Is that the Gemara?
The only problem is that the Rashbam Poshuk Sadna goes from Ammonio say it's kosher even if they're Eidechasim. Okay? That's the Beis Yosef Shita. Even if they're Eidechasim. So that's the Chiddush we want to bring out from Rabbi Kiveger. We got that? What'd you say, Yossi?
Isn't Rabbi Kiveger, isn't that the Gemara on Dalat Amalf?
No. Not talking about Zman. That's talking about signing Shalol Lishma. I'm talking about Eidim Mesira Eidechasim with no date. No date. The Gemara's talking about when it's Shalol Lishma. So Rabbi Kiveger saying that only time we can be machshirid is when what? Is when there's only Eidim Mesira on it. But if there's Eidechasim on it, I'm afraid it's going to get confused. And he claims the Rashbam holds like this and the Rambam holds like this as well. Okay? Does everyone got this? This is an important addendum. The Rabbi Kiveger. Okay? The Poshup Shad, it's against the Rashbam and the Gosma Monios. When they said it was fine, they were talking to the Eidim Mesira, Eidechasim, I don't care. Rabbi Lozer Machshir, even if there's no Zman. But Rabbi Kiveger, what he's saying seems to be against what the Rashbam and the Gosma Monios say themselves. Even though he claims the Rashbam says like this. Okay? Oh. And one last point from Rabbi Kiveger, then we start the next Taisis. Please get it. And that is as follows. What is the Lashon of Afalpi? What does Afalpi connote? If you have the Lashon of Afalpi, that Kol Shekin, if there be Eidim, it'd be kosher. Isn't that true? What did Rabbi Lozer say? Isaac. Afalpi Shein Bo Eidim. As long as you give it in front of Eidim Asira, it's fine. Correct? That means Kol Shekin, if there are Eidim, it should be good. What did Rabbi Kiveger just get to saying, Seth? That if there are Eidim Chasim on it, and there are Eidim Asira, and there's no Zman, it makes it worse. It's against the Lashon. What's the answer? The answer is no Afalpi to tell me the following Chiddush. Afalpis to tell me the chiddush of what? That it's against the chachamim. That lefi the Tanakam, if there's no Eidim, what's the din? Lefi the Tanakam, if there's no Eidim, what's the din? Pasul what? Midiraisa. Rabbi Lezer holds it kosher even midrabanan. Polar opposite. That's why it says Afalpi. Don't learn out that Kol Shekain that what? Don't learn the Kol Shekain being that what? What would be the Kol Shekain? What would be the Kol Shekain is bothered by? Rabbi Kiveger says, if there's no Chasim on it, makes it worse if there's no date. What's the answer? The answer is no, it has nothing to do with that. The Afalpi is that even if there's no Eidim, the Tanakhama says it's possible midiraisa, Rabbi Lezer would say it's kosher even midrabanan. That's why it says Afalpi. Not to tell me the reverse case. Please get that point. That's why Rabbi Kiveger is not against what? The Lashon HaMishnah is not against Rabbi Kiveger. Okay? The Lashon HaMishnah is not against Rabbi Kiveger. That's why Rabbi Kiveger explains the Masmasber, the din of Afalpi. That's the Chiddush. Okay. Very good. Let's go to the next Taisis. Okay? There's a lot we have to see. Let's go. Next Taisis. Go ahead. All right, before the next Taisis, read the Rashi now. When it says, V'gov v'minuchasim v'shubarim. Let's see. Back in Rabbi Lazar. Go ahead. Read aloud. Go with Minchas Mishubadim.
Minchas Mishubadim. Go with Ketuba beget zem Minchas Mishubadim.
Oh.
Tana Mekduba. Hotsia get the ain Mekduba. Go with Ketuba.
Oh. When a woman pulls out her get and she doesn't have the Ketuba, she could collect her Ketuba. If the marriage has been terminated, she could collect her Ketuba. The first Lashon of Rashi. What is Rabbi Lazar talking about in the Mishnah? Get or Shtar Shtaris? According to the first Lashon of Rashi. No, you tell me. Get. Right? Go ahead. Lishna, go ahead.
Lishna Krina. Govim L'chasim Shabbatim Im Shtar Mabahu.
Nilvahu.
Nilvahu. Govim L'chasim Shabbatim Shtar
Shtar Chov Nami.
Nami Kri Get.
Kidamr Baalma.
V'get Chov Sh'ein Bo.
Oh, what's the second Lashon of Rashi? Rabbi Lusha is making a comment, not just by get, but he's talking about what? What's he talking about? All stars. All stars he's talking about, okay? So we have two Lashonas and Rashi. When Rabbi Lusha says, Adam is Sira Karsi, was he talking about only get or shar stars? Okay, let's see Tosis. Go ahead. The Govim and the Chasim Mishubadim. Go ahead.
The Govim and the Chasim Mishubadim. Lashon Shani appeared for countries.
Okay, what is Nechasim Meshubadim? I want you to get this din down, okay? Let's get the din down very quickly, okay? I want you to get it. There's a Gemara Bavasar Kufayin Hamid Beis that presents two shitas. Shibuda, Diraisa, and shibuda de rabbanan. Shibuda means liens or mortgages. Is the institution of shibuda de raisa or de rabbanan? 2 days in the Gemara. But there is a din in the Mishnah Bava Basar Kufay and Ayim Beis. Milva alpeh, Fitzgova, Rak, Minachasim, Bnei Chorin. Milva Bishtar, a written loan, is Gova Filu, Minachasim, Shubanim. Now, what do these top terms mean? We have to know them. Gova Filu, Minachasim, Mishubanim. What do these terms mean? They mean the following. Let's say I lend money to Ari. Okay? I lend money to Ari. Lend him $100. I come to the end of the 3 days, Stamabal Shloshim doesn't have the money. After I lent him the money, he sold a parking lot to Evan for $100. Ari has no cash, no property. That's called Nechasim B'nei Chorin, freedom property. Nechasim Mishubanim are a property that the Lokeach bought has a lien on it. I could go to Evan and take the karka right away from him. Who's going to have to reimburse him? Ari will have to reimburse him. But he'll be upset. He wanted the property. That's what that's what the concept of what Milva Alpeh Nechasim Nechorin, Milva Gova Fium Nechasim Shom. That's a Mishnah Beferishim of Basha Kufay and Hayam and Aleph. Or Kufay and Hayam and Beis. How do you plug this into the two sheetahs, whether Shibuda Dirais or Shibuda Dirabana? I want you to get this. It's not hard, it's very easy. But you always got to remember this. If you hold Shibuda Dirais, it's an all powerful institution. Then even a Milva Alpeh should be able to collect even from what? Even from the Chasim Shor. Why do we stop it? Why do we stop it? It's called Pseida de Lekuchos. Because there's no coal. Only coal that goes out is by the Milva Bishtar. Whenever there's signatures, it produces a voice. So Pseida de Lekuchos, therefore, de Lekuchos, we stop a Milva Alpeh from being able to collect from the Chasim Shor. It's not fair to Evan. It was an oral loan. How's he supposed to know there's a lien on the parking lot? We got that? So if you hold Shibuda D'Oraisa, you really should extend Milva Alpeh to be collected even from Nechasim Shubanim. We stop it. How do we stop it? Because of Pseidu D'Lukuchos. Fine. If you hold Shibuda Rabbanim, that means it's a weak institution, correct? So what do I mean by weak? Then even a Milva Bishtar should only be what? Should only be from Nechasim what? B'nei Chorin, right? Because Shibudim are Durabanan. It's weak. So why do you collect the Milva Bishtar from the Chasim Shibudim? What's the reason for that? Why did they extend its scope that a Milva Bishtar should be able to collect from the Chasim Shibudim? Why did they extend its scope? Because Kadesh Lo Tino Delis Bifnei Lovin. You shouldn't lock the door in front of borrowers. People are going to stop lending. If I can't collect from Evan with a written loan, then I'm going to stop lending Ari money. It's a bad thing, public policy. That's why they extended this halacha of Shibuda D'Rabbanan to allow a Milva Bishtar, even though it's a weak institution, to be able to collect from the Chasim Shibuda. That's the clock. Okay? Okay, go ahead, Viter Ari. Go ahead. Chein Nira. Let's see inside the Tosis. Go ahead. Because we got a lot to see. Go ahead. He proves that Rabbi Lazar holds Eidim Mesir Karsi even Bishar Shtaros, that you could collect from the Chasim Meshubad. Go ahead. Kidamashma. Ubishar Shtaros Lo, period. What does that mean? That obviously Rabbi Lazar's statement was said by what? Rabbi Lazar was at Tana. He himself commented even by Shar Shtaros. He said not just by getting that we hold Eidim Mesir Karsi, but even by Shar Shtaros. But Rav said the halachas like Rabbi Lazar only by getting by Shar Shtaros. What does that imply? What does that imply? That Rabbi Lazar's statement was even by what? Even by Shar Shtaros. Rabbi Lazar's statement was even by Shar Shtaros. Go ahead.
What
does Govim and Chas Meshubadim imply? Doesn't it imply even Shar Shtaros? Why is Govim and Chas Meshubadim only get? So what does Tosfos begin saying? That he claims that Rabbi Elazar's statement of intimacy requires was not just by get, even by shar shtaros. And he proves it from the Lashon HaMishnah as well. He proved it from Rav's statement, and he proved it from the Lashon HaMishnah. Go ahead. Vikasha.
Vikasha, Amar Beget Pashu. Hachozek Sav Yado Beis Din Ma.
Oh, what's Huchzuk Beis Din Ma? What does that mean? You took a Ksav Yado, you had it verified in Beis Din, right? They put a henpek on it. Can you collect from the Chasim B'nei Chorin alone, or even from the Chasim Mishubadim? Please get this down. What does the Mishnah say about Ksav Yad without it being verified? Only what? Rak B'nei what? Rak B'nei Chorin. Ksav Yad, you can only collect from B'nei Chorin. What happens if you verify it, though? And there's a henpek. So Ksav Yad B'li henpek is what? Ksav Yad B'li henpek is only B'nei Chorin. Go ahead.
Perish Ma'u Shegiva Mimashivadi.
Umaisi Mehak. Umaisi
Mehak. The Gitan the Tan.
Go ahead. Oh, so what's the Raya? What does it say, Beferish? What does our Mishnah say about Shalosh Gitan Psulim? What is that? That's Ksav Yado. And what does it say explicitly? What does it say explicitly? It's not Ksav. What does it say, Beferish? What does it say? Even if there's no Edom on it, right? You have even no Edom on it. Alpha Bishina love Edom. You gave the get in front of the Edom, in front of Edom Asira. What does it say? It says, V'govim in a chasim shubanim. We're proving the shayla of Huchsuk Sav Yadav Yadav from the case of our case in Gittin. You understand what I'm saying? What was the shayla? Sav Yadav was verified in Beis Din. Ksav Yadav by itself is from B'nai Chor. If you verify it, does it collect even from the Chasim Shubanim? That's the Shaila in Bava Basra. I want you to see the Gemara. What's the Gemara's answer to that? Let's prove it from the Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? What does it say in the Mishnah by Rabbi Elazar? What does Rabbi Elazar say? That if you have no Edom on it, you collect from the Chasim Shubanim. So if you have no Edom on it, you collect from the Chasim Shubanim. Certainly what? Ksav Yadav with the henpek. At least it's an IOU written on it. At least there's someone signed on it. So you should collect from the Chasim Shubanim. That's the Gemara's being posted to Shiloh. Go ahead. Umishani, what does the Gemara say? You have no Raya. Why do you have no Raya? Go ahead, Mishani.
Mishani has an Ega Ksuba. Mashma Adavka Beget Ayri. Below Bashar Shtaros.
Oh, Ksuba. Ksuba is different. Why is a Ksuba different? Because there are Edom signed on the Ksuba. Their Edom signed on the Ksuba produces a coal. That's why you collect from the Chasim Shubanim. What do you see from there? That Rabbi Elazar was only talking about what?
Get.
What? Get. Rabbi Elazar was only talking about get. Shiny Hassan Deika Ksuba. Ar Gerson Baba Basar's Ksiva. Ksiva means by any star. Ksuba means only a get. So Tosus just proves right now that the halach is that what? And this is what Taisus says. Kosha, how can I tell me the Rebbe Elazar holds Edom Asir by Shar Shtaros? We find from the Gemara Bava Basra, he only said it by get. Shanyasim Dika Ksuba. Go ahead, Ari. That's the Kasha. Mashma. No, before that. Mashma Didavka Beget Ari below the Shar Shtaros. That implies it's only by get and not Shar Shtaros. That is the Kasha. Does everyone have this? There are two places that Tosfos proves Rabbi Elazar said by what? Shar Shtaros. What are the two places? Pei Vavim and Beis. Rabbi Elazar said, L'alachas like Rabbi Elazar only by getting not Shar Shtaros, implying that Rabbi Elazar commented by both, number one. Number two, what? It says, V'govim in Echasim Mishubadim. Doesn't that imply Shar Shtaros too? Oh, Edom Asir is even by Shar Shtaros, Rabbi Elazar. Frek Tosfos from Baba Basra. It says, Shani Hasim Dika Ksuba. Therefore, we cannot be poshut the Shaila, answer the Shaila about Huchsuk Sav Yoro. If there was a henpek aksavur, does it collect the chasim shubanim from our mishnah? Because our mishnah is talking about what? Only get. Shani hasam dika ksuba. So you see that Rabbi Elazar, when he said Edom Asir, is only by get. Stira. Go ahead, Ari. Rashbam.
Rashbam, the garis hasam, shani hasam, dimashma ksiva, sheyavet nafshay.
Oh, no, it's not ksuba, it's ksiva. It's Ksiva. When he writes it down, he's Meshavin himself. Perish? Kishenechtav?
Perish, Kishenechtav, Ashtar, Nechtav.
When the Sofer writes the Shtar, Kidei?
Mosra B'fnei.
Bifnei Edim. Excellent. Edim Mesir are like Edim Chasima. But have it what? So what does the Rashbam say? Yes. Please get it down. Edim Mesir is even by Shar Staris, says Rabbi Lazar. Rashbam holds. Edim Mesir, Rabbi Lazar held Edim Mesir. Afilu Bishar Staris. Aye, it says ksub over there. No, it doesn't. It says ksiva. And when you write it down, when the sofer writes it down, they present it in front of Edim Mesir, the Edim Mesir produce a kol just like Edim that sign on Ashtar as well. Rashbam, Rabbi Lazar, Edim Mesir, Afilu Bishar Staris. Because he had the gear ksiva, not ksuba. Seth, you follow me? Rebbe Lazar holds that Edim Mesir is even Mishar Staris. Because his gear over there was not ksuba, it was what? Ksiva. So when Rebbe Lazar made his comments, come to go all stars. And the Gemara says, you cannot bring a raya, huchsuk sabiyano, from our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah is talking about what? Edim Mesir. Edim Mesir is different, Lamais. Shiny hustle. Because it's a ksiva, it was written down in front of Edim Mesir. By Huchsuk Savyano, there's no Edim Mesir there. The case of Edim Huchsuk Savyano, there's no Edim Mesir. So this is the sheet, the Sarashbam. Viter, let's go. Go ahead.
Aval
El, what does El mean? Where? Previously, where, Eli? In Baba Basra, right? In the case of Baba Basra. Huchsuk Savyano, go ahead, Aval El. Go ahead.
Huchsuk Savyano, Bezin, Masa, Aben, Aben, Asma. Lo, Niskabin, El, 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 Dar. Lo, Asoch, Dar, Shea, Lo, Ko. Hasam, Lo, Yavil, Afilu, Iskazek, Bezin.
But in the case of Huchsuk Savyano, bless you, there's no Edim Mesir there. He gave it Beino, Lebein, Atzmo. It's just for admission. And it's not for what to make a star. Well, that's so star that it should be a coal. Therefore, it doesn't even work even if it's certified. Because how can you produce a coal? In two ways, Eide Chasima or Eide Mesira. And therefore, you cannot produce a coal here at all. That is what the Shita of the what? Of the Rashbam is. Yaakov, you got it? In the case in Baba Basra, Huchsuk Sav Yodo, which was the case that I wanted you to see, right? If you verify an IOU, the Gemara asks that you collect only from the Chasm Shabbat or even from the Chasm Shabbat. Is it only B'nai Chorin? Sav Yodo, in the Mishnah itself, it says only from B'nai Chorin. If you verify it, though, does it elevate it to be able to collect even from the Chasm Shabbat? So the Gemara said we can bring a Raya from the Mishnah. Rebbe Lazar says go from the Chasm Shabbat. The Gemara says no, you can't bring a Raya because it's different over there. Was it different over there? Because at least there's Edim Mesira. By Huchsuk Sav Yodo, the IOU, there's no Edim Mesira. So there's no coal that goes out. You can only collect from the Chasim Shubadim if there's a coal that goes out. Otherwise, you're messing up Evan. You mess up the Lokeach if there's no coal. That's the Chiddush of the Rashbam. Go ahead, Ari. Rabbeinu Chananel, go ahead.
Rabbeinu Chananel perish that he get to get pashut. Pliga ahi the hamigarish.
Go ahead, upasak.
Upasak. Rabbeinu Chananel sheish to some of ahi to get pashut. Below magvinan beedim mesira elam imnecha.
What does Rabbeinu Chananel say? There is a concept we have sometimes called sugyos kalukos. Sugyos. Halukos, what does that mean? You can have two Gemaras and Shas that argue on each other. And this is that case. The Gemara in Baba Basra says that Rabbi Lazar says Edim Mesira only, even by what? Rabbi Lazar says it only by what? Only by get. Because his Girsa Rabbeinu Chananel was what? Was Ksuba. Shani custom to what? The Ksuba. This is his Girsa. His girsa was ksuba. So what does Rabbeinu Chananel say? The Gemara in Baba Basra says that Rabbeinu said only Edim Mesir by get. What does our Gemara hold in Gittin Pevav? That Rabbeinu said even by Shar Shars. It's a little funny. As I said to one of the guys in Seder, you'd think Maseches Gittin would say it's only by Gittin, and Baba Basra would apply it to Shar Shars. It's the opposite. The Gemara in Gittin applies it to Shar Shars, and the Gemara in Baba Basra limits it only to get. Which one do we paskin like, Ari? Says Rabbeinu Chananel. Baba Basra. And therefore, if you'll pass like Baba Basra, when can you collect from what? When can you collect from Nechasim Shubarim? Only with 8-day what? Chasima. Baba Basra says only get. Get is special. Only get can you collect with Nechasim what, Mishubarim? Because you have a ksuba there. There are Adim Sinai. By Shar Shars, with Adim Assyria, you can only collect from B'nai what? B'nai Chorim. So please get it down. Machlekes the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Chananel. What is this psak? Adim Assyria, Nechasim Mishubarim, Rak Beget. Rak Beget. And someone tell me, why is it Rak Beget? You tell me why. Because at least the Ksuba has Adim Sinai. So it's a very interesting machlokes. Please get it down even further. Please get it down. Basically, the machlokes is, does Adim Asira produce a coal? That's the bottom line. Rashbam, I'm just going to write lo, says no, and Shar Shars, and Rashbam says Cain. Does Adim Asira produce a coal? That's the basic machlokes. Now, Rabbi Chanan asks in his Sefer, Lemaisa, what does it have to do with Adim Asira and Chasima, whether there's a call or not? So our response would be, it makes a big difference. Whatever you hold makes a star has the ability to produce a call. Rabbi Chanan says, what does one topic have to do with another? We would respond, it has a lot to do with one another. Whatever makes a star can produce a voice that it was done. So if you hold Adim Asira can produce the Shar Shars, then you hold it and produces a coal. If you hold it can't, then it cannot produce a coal. They are very much connected with one another. Okay, so we have a fundamental machlekes here, and it all depends on whether you're Ksiva or Ksuba. Go ahead, Ari. Go ahead. Now let's get this. This is a little bit hard. Now it's not that hard, but go, let's see. Go ahead. V'had a parach.
V'had a parach. Stama l'shas parakim. Gabe star, prosa.
There was a Persian star. Go ahead.
The Masri Afes had the Israel.
That was given in front of Jewish Adim Asira. Go ahead. And the Gemara asks there, black on white in getting Yud Aleph and Beis. Go ahead. Actually, on Yudim and Aleph. Go ahead. Yud Aleph and Aleph. You should collect also from Mishubadim. So what is the Gemara saying, black on white? That with just Adim Asira alone, you should be able to collect from what? Mishubadim. Against who, Shita? Rabbeinu Chananel. He's asking this on himself. Go ahead.
Lo kasha, lo l'psak Rabbeinu Chananel.
It's not a kasha on the psak Rabbeinu Chananel. Go ahead.
Mai v'chasima alas hadi of the kuchavim hedus.
Go ahead. Can it appear for goodness? Who signed on it over there? Non-Jews. But it's a special court. Go ahead.
I'd
have a half a minute you collect from a Shubadim. Why? Kaven? Oh, since you gave it in front of Jewish Adim Asira, Chashivi, we'll treat that secular court as commoners, as real fancy commoners. Real fancy court. Go ahead. So I want you to get this. How does Rabbeinu Chananel get out of this Gemara? Again, what does Rabbeinu Chananel say? That Adim Asira does not collect the Chasim Shubarim. Adim Asira does not. Right? Rabbeinu Chananel holds Adim Asira lo mo'il. Chasim Shubarim rak beget. And regarding the coal, ain coal. Adim Asira cannot produce a coal. Okay? Rak beget. Oh, what does Gemara say beferish though? On Yud Aleph Amud Beis, what does it say? That this was a secular, this was a star of Dinim Amunis. It says there were only 80 Masira. And what does the Gemara say? You could collect even from the Chasim Shubarim. The Gemara asks it. How could the Gemara ask that Kasha? How does the Gemara get the Kasha out of its mouth? I thought you cannot collect if it's talking about other stars outside of get. What's the answer? What's the answer to that? Since there were non-Jews signed on it, but it was in front of Jewish Adim Asira, we elevate them and they can produce a coal. So that's how Rabbeinu Chananel saves himself. You follow me? Eitan, because there was done in front of Jewish Adim Asira, we elevate the Adim that were signed on it, even though they were Goyim, that they can produce a coal. It's really the Adim Chasim that produced the coal over there, not the Adim Asira. That's how the Rabbeinu Chananel gets out of it. And then Tosus concludes, please get this, who does Rashi hold like? Who does Rashi hold like over there? But before we go on, I want you to get this, Lamaisa. Why, Taka, can you not collect from the Meshubadim over there? What's the Gemara's answer over there? Please get that down. There's no coal. Excellent. Excellent, Zach. There's no coal. Please get it down. The Gemara answers to the reason why you can't collect from Meshubadim is there's no coal. The Marsha says, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, since there were no 80 Chasima that were Jewish, there's no coal, even though they're 80 Mesira. And Rashi says the same thing. Rashi says the same thing over there. You need Jewish 80 Chasim to produce a coal. The Gemara thought in the Havanim should be good. Gemara answers it's not. You know how the Rabbeinu Tam learns over there? Please get it down. Rabbeinu Tam learns over there that since it was written in Persian, there's no coal. That's how he understands the answer to the Gemara. Because what does Rabbeinu Tam hold? He argues on Rabbeinu Hananel. You know what Rabbeinu Tam holds? What does Rabbeinu Tam hold? He holds the Farish that a star that has 80 Mesira can collect Meshubadim. Get down. Rabbeinu Tam holds like the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Tam says the answer to the Gemara is, you know why it didn't produce a coal there, David? There were Jewish 80 Mesira. Because it was written in Persian. So if it's written in Persian, it cannot produce a coal. But theoretically, 80 Mesira can produce a coal. Rabbeinu Tam holds like the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Hananel says the Havamina was there were Jewish 80 Mesira, so we'll elevate the non-Jewish 80 Chasima. It can produce a coal. Answer to the Gemara, no. They were not Jewish 80 Chasima, therefore they can't produce 80 Mesira. Oh. So let's get this. How do we prove that Rashi holds the Farish against Rabbeinu Tam? Because what did Rashi say? Rashi didn't explain that it was written in Persian. What did Rashi say over there? There were no Jewish Eidei Chasima. Must be, Tosus quotes a Raya, that Rashi holds like who? Who does Rashi hold like? Rabbeinu Rashbam or Rabbeinu Hananel? Who does Rashi hold like? Know someone tell me? Who does Rashi hold like? The last line there. We just said that Rabbeinu Tam is like the Rashbam. Who does Rashi hold like? Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Hananel. Because Rashi has to say there were no Jewish 80 what? There were no Jewish 80 Chasima. Mashmah, the only thing that could produce a coal is the 80 what? Is the 80 Chasima. If you have 80 Mesira, they can't produce a coal. So we see that Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Hananel. The star without 80 Chasima is not Govim Mishumadim. The Maram Shif points this out. John, you follow me? Rashi must hold like Rabbeinu Hananel. So we have an unbelievable machloikis here. You got to work through the tesis now to get out the sheetis. Now we have a fundamental machloikis when the Rebbe Elazar said, "Ain't it a secret currency in our Mishnah on Pevavim and Alf Begitin?" Did he say it only in Gittin, or did he say it Bishar Stars? It's a machloikis to Rabbeinu Tam Rashbam, Rashi for Rabbeinu Hananel. Big nafkemine. Can you collect from the Chasam Mishubadim? Can you collect from the Chasam Mishubadim with just 80 Mesira alone? So the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Tam and Rashbam say yes, even by Shar Stars. And they say only by Get. And I want you to get this. What do you mean only by Get? What does he mean only by Get? It's like a fake out. What do you mean only by Get? Why by Get? Why is Get special? No! Why is Get special? This is why I want to say it's like a fake out. Because a Get has a Ksuba with it. And on the Ksuba, there were Adam signed on it. Right? That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, and that's what the Rashbam says. He says the Adam Asira also can produce a coal. The Adam Asira can produce a coal as well, Lamaisa. This is what the Rashbam holds. No, the Adam Asira can produce a coal. They hold no. That's why I say it's a fake out. According to the Shita, the Adam Asira only works on the Chasam Shul and Rak Baget. It's not really Eidei Mesira. That's why I'm right here. It's really what? Eidei Chasima and the Ksuba. Al Aksuba. The truth is, if there were no Eidei Chasima and the Ksuba, you wouldn't be able to collect. She wouldn't be able to collect from the Chasam Shul Bada. She would not be able to. Because they deny this notion that Eidei Mesira can produce a cult. Rabbeinu Tam Rashbam have the concept that Eidei Mesira can produce a cult. You'll ask me what the Machlokes and Lomdus is. It's hard. It's hard to say. I mean, I don't know. You have to have commerce, economists. You know, we'll say, can Eidei Mesira produce a coal? Or is it only Eidei Chasima? Like we always say in our Bar and Soledge, it says you have to lumdicize the machloikas. Okay? Are oxen tame, stam, shvarim, are what? Are they considered to be tame or not tame? So machlekes in the Gemara. So Rabbi Aaron said, go ask a zoologist. So you'll ask the zoologist, he'll tell you 50% of the oxen in the world are tame. Is that enough to deem them all tame? Or do you need 51%? That's how you lumdicize the machlekes. Somehow you have to lumdicize this. You ask the economists, if you have 80 masir, will it produce a colt? They'll tell you 50% of the time it does. Well, is that enough to deem it all the time, or do you need 51%? But this is the upshot of this machlekes. Very important machlekes. Okay. Now, the bottom line that I want to bring out now is that tell me the svara, okay? Tell me the svara between get and shar stars. Please get this. We got a lot to see still. Why would you say Eidim Asira works by get and not shar stars? Why would you say that? That was the beginning, the psak of the Taisvis, Lemaisa, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Beferish, we said, like the Rashbam, right? Right? That he applies by what applies. Rabbi Elazar said it by shar stars. But why do we only pass like Rabbi Elazar by getting? What's the svar? What would you say? It was in today's Daf Yomi. What does it say about stars in the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu? It says what? Kasuv b'sefer v'chatom. V'katuv b'sefer v'chatom. V'katuv b'sefer v'chatom. The Pasuk in Yishai and Yirmiyahu about stars. Eidim Asira won't work by Dini Moments. Why should we pass like that? It seems from the Pasuk in Navi, he's talking about stars of Dini Moments. He needs signatures. By get, though, what does it say in the Chumash? The Kasuv v'nosim. Does it say a word about signatures? Now, no way. So there's a good reason to say Eidim Asira would be good enough. So I want you to get that. Why in fact we would what? We would make such a distinction. You follow me? Number one, we're saying it's based on a pasuk. Dini Mamunis has a pasuk in Navi. Get has a pasuk in Chumash, doesn't mention Chasimus. And number two, Rashi basically says this on Pei Vav Amid Beis. This is we're explaining why we pass like Rabbi Elazar only by getting, not by shar stars. Because shar stars has a pasuk signatures. Get doesn't. Number two, you know what the Ron says? What's the major motive? What's the major motive of having a get by Dini Mamunis, a star? That it shall last many days as a raya. Can you have an Eidim Asira always last? Unfortunately, they might go to Minnesota, they might die. If you have a star, it's everlasting. That's the major point that says in the Pasuk, Laman Yamdu Yomim Rabin. That's what the Ron says. It also says in the Pasuk, he says, by get, you don't have that mandate. You don't have that get that mandate by get that it should also be everlasting. The get breaks the marriage. It's a kinyan. It's a star kinyan like we said in the very beginning of the year. Okay. Very good. Now, Lemaisa, I want to mention to you the following, Lemaisa. Okay, I want to mention to you the following. Okay? There is a Chazon Ish, please get this, that turns this whole Tosis upside down. Okay? Chazon Ish, we just said that's the push-up shot in this Tosis, okay? This is the push-up shot in this Tosis. But there is a Chazon Ish that turns this Tosis upside down, Mamish, okay? Turns it upside down. In what sense? He writes the following. He claims that all over Shas, Bekama Mekoimus, Rabbi Elazar said Eidim Asira, even by what? Even by Shar Stars. Okay? There's no doubt about that. We read the Tosas, the simplest reading of the Tosas, get it down. Did Rabbi Elazar say it only by get, or did he say it even by Shar Stars? Because he says that cannot be. He claims that there are Kama Bekama Gemaras that imply that Rabbi Elazar said it even by Shar Stars. Okay? That's what he writes. So what's the Shilin Taisus? The Shilin Taisus is, by Shar Stars, are you Gova from Mechassim Shubadim? Or do we say you're not? That's the whole Shilin hand. That's what he wants to claim. Please get that. He claims for sure Rabbi Elazar held it Eidim Asira by Shar Stars. The question is, can you collect from Shubadim with just Eidim Asira? That was the Shilin in the Taisus. That's what he wants to say. Rabbeinu Chananel Paskins, that what? You cannot? He paskins, you cannot. And the Rush says the same thing. The Rush says, B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel, in the second parak, Simen Chaf Dal, B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel, Lachka Rabbeinu Lazar, Gam B'Shar Stars. Rabbeinu Chananel says, the Lach is like Rabbeinu Lazar, B'Shar Stars. So what does that mean, Lamais? The Chazanish quotes the Shach, many Rishon Paskin, Lach is not like Rabbeinu Lazar, B'Shar Stars. And one of the Rishonim that's quoted is Rabbeinu Chananel. So the Chazon Ish doesn't mean Rabbeinu Chananel. It means you cannot collect from Shar Shtaris. I want you to get this. The way we presented the Tais Posh of Shad is, did Rabbi Elazar say it by get, or did he say it by what? Other Shtaris. If I ask you, Ari read it so beautifully today, the Chosin, the two Lashonas of Rashi. The two Lashonas of Rashi. No? Aren't the two Lashonas of Rashi the Posh of Shad? Was he talking only by get? Or is he talking about other stars? Chazon Ish says it cannot be. Rabbi Elazar for sure was talking about Shar Stars. The Shaila is, do you collect from the Chazon Ish you bought it as well with just any Masir? That's what he claims. And this is what the Chazon Ish. The truth is, the Ramban and Daf Pei Vav says, Shar Stars ain't a govim mishabde. Okay. Please get this Chazon Ish. Okay. Chazon Ish is like, in a lot of sense, like the Vilna Gaon. Usually Rishonim, Achronim can't argue on Rishonim. But once in a while, we find there are some Achronim that have this koyach. The Goyin was like that, and the Chazon Ish also. This is a perfect example. The simplest reading of the Tais is exactly the way we presented it. Did with Rashi, right? Rashi, was it only by get or Shar Shtaris? Comes the Chazon Ish, says for sure he said it by Shar Shtaris. Question is, can you collect from the Chazon Ish with any Masir alone, without any Chassim? Okay. What is the Svara Lamaisa? What is the svara you to distinguish between get and shar sharis? At least get has a what? A ksuba. And the ksuba has a kol. Why does a ksuba have a kol? See, according to the Chazon Ish, Rabbi Elazar for sure said it by shar sharis. Question is, do we collect from the shubadim also? Well, by get we do. What'd you say? Or there's something called the Tanai Basin. Josh, very good. But there's something called the Tanai Basin. A ksuba is a Tanai Basin. Let's say the Chassam marries a woman, doesn't give her a ksuba. The Mishnah say it's a Tanai Basin. It's like self-understood she gets a ksuba. So it's like such a coal out there that every colony needs a ksuba. It's like automatic. You follow what I'm saying? It's like Tzmamish automatic. And therefore, there's good reason to distinguish and say that by get, Eidim Masir allows you to collect from Shubadim. And by what? Yes? By get, yes, and by Shar Shars, Eidim Masir does not. Because at least there's a kol automatically by Aksuba. There's always a kol, even if they didn't write anything down, Lamaisa. Even when there was no star, there's a kol that goes out. That's the chiddush that we want to say. Now, I just want to add on that the svara that we had on the Rashbam, that Eidim Masirah produces a kol, the Rashbam writes in Baba Basra, because as if they signed betoch the shtar. That's what he writes. He says, Eidim Masirah, as if we treated them like they're part of the shtar, and therefore a kol is produced. That's the svara that Eidim Masirah can produce what? Produce a kol. But this is a fundamental machlekes, and it all hinges upon what? Whether it's the word ksiv or ksuba. Please get it. And we had the simplest presentation of Tosis. And then we have what? Then we have also the shot of the Chazon Ish. Okay? We got this, and all hinges upon these two, Lashonis and Rashi. Rashi really sides with Lamaisa. See, the end of Tosis, we had two Rashis. Tosis puts where Rashi? Over here. That he only said it by get. So that means which Lashon of Rashi is correct? Which Lashon of Rashi is correct then? Tosis says, which Lashon of Rashi is correct? The first or the second one? No! The first one! The first one said it was only get. So Tosus begins saying Rashi, the second Lashon. Then he quotes Rashi, second Lashon. Rashi himself, though, from Daf Yud, holds like the first Lashon, that he only said it by get. Very interesting. Ellie, go ahead. Real quick, and then we got one more, and then we got the Riku. Yeah, go ahead. Chazon Ish says, for there are many Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in many places invokes Rebbe Elazar even by Shar Shtaris. The Gemara has an Achav Beis and Mebeis. You see, there is one day in Tosfos, the Pnei Yehoshua claims. See, the Rav said you never can have a Shtar Raya with just Eidim Masirah. The Rav said it's impossible to have a Shtar Raya with just Eidim Masirah. You can't. It's impossible to have a Shtar Raya with just Eidim Masirah because there's no one signed on it. How's it going to last for many days? The Rav said he cannot have a star raya with just Eidim Masirah. So I once pointed out, and I asked Rosh Hashanah, he said, absolutely right, on Chav Beis and Beis, there is a Tosfos. This Tosus here, the top Tosus, according to one day in the Gemara, comes out that a Shtaraya would be acceptable with Eidei Mesira alone. So it's not so crazy. There is a sheet of Tosus, according to one day in the Gemara. Okay? But the Gemara in Kama Makama Makoyma says like this. Okay. Oh, is that slow?
Yeah.
It is slow. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Oh, so we got to do... So tomorrow... No, wait, listen. Tomorrow, I'm not going to be able to come in, okay? I probably won't be able to come in. So I'll give Bar Makoymus to Yossi. So please try to be makbid from 9 to 12:30, okay? You learn. And I'll give you the Mar Makoymus. I probably won't be able to come in. If I am able to come in, I'll let Yossi or Josh know, okay? All right. I'm sorry I can't come in. It's I'm on us. Okay. All right. Nu od yishama be'ar Yehuda ayod v'chusha ayod v'chusha Yerushalayim ayod yishama
we could.
Ich war nach Schirr, Schirr, Vater, Urbe, Nana, Alle. Ich war nach Schirr, Schirr, Vater, Urbe, Nana, Alle.
na na ale ibane 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 amita chichi anici anici anci male ibane 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 amita chichi anici anici anci male vishwana shirshi pada vubina na na ale vishwana shirshi pada vubina na na ale.
First.